This week, a new show comes to the Children's Theater of Minneapolis. It's called Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster. It's based on a pair of books by children's author Mo Willems, and it's being presented by the Chicago-based theater company Manual Cinema.
Leonardo was a terrible monster. He just couldn't scare anyone.
Manual Cinema is known for the unique way that they blend new and old storytelling techniques using whatever technology suits their purpose, including shadow puppetry, projectors, live musicians, Muppets, and new animation techniques that they invent. I spoke with director Sarah Fornes to learn more about the show. Sarah, welcome.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
So before we get to what your show deals with, I wanted to ask you to talk a little bit about Manual Cinema, because the very name Manual Cinema kind of suggests things that are rooted in the past and something that's more of a contemporary means of storytelling. And you guys have done all kinds of things with mixed media and mixed technology. Can you talk about what makes Manual Cinema its own sort of production house?
Yes, we're very hi-fi, lo-fi. So yes, we like to use simple materials. Like in Leonardo, we use school binders and colored paper and barbecue skewer, little wooden sticks. And then we, with the performers, move all these simple materials around under cameras on stage to create what looks like a spectacular movie being made live in front of the audience's eyes. All of our shows have live music and original scores. In the case of Leonardo, Lily Emerson is the narrator, so she's doing all of these voices, kind of like she's a voiceover artist in a cartoon, as well as singing the original songs and playing guitar along with the score.
Can you talk about how the show Leonardo came about? I read that Mo Willems saw a performance of your production of Frankenstein.
Yeah, Mo Willems saw one of our shows that we were doing in New York. And he approached us along with the Kennedy Center to ask us about adapting a few of his books. The Kennedy Center in 2020 was supposed to be doing a full year of Mo Willems performances. So they had reached out to modern dance companies and sculptors and opera composers, and we were one piece of that. And they approached us with Leonardo, a Terrible Monster, and said, do you want to adapt this? And we said, yes, of course. I was already a Mo Willems fan. I didn't have kids at that point, but I was already a big Elephant and Piggy fan. And so from there, we dove into trying to figure out how to make it into a live show. We do a lot of shadow puppetry and a lot of work with old school overhead projectors. And we realized pretty quickly that we were going to have to invent like a different style of, you know, kind of making handmade animation on stage, because the books are so full of color and so full of facial expression that we realized, okay, we're going to need some kind of different style, and invented a lot of the puppetry techniques that you see on stage during Leonardo were invented just for that show.
So Mo Willems, if you dig into his history, worked at one time as a writer for Sesame Street. Of course, you can't have Sesame Street without thinking of Jim Henson and his amazing legacy of puppets. Can you talk about what you used as inspiration when you were putting together the puppet or puppets for this program? Were they inspired in part by what Henson did with Sesame Street?
Actually, this is maybe the closest that Manuel Cinema gets to Sesame Street, because when you're a puppeteer, people ask you all the time, oh, do you do Muppets? Do you do hand and rod fuzzy puppets? And we always had to say no, because we're puppeteers who work mostly with paper and most of the time with shadow. But when Mo approached us, we read the books and we realized, oh, this is in some ways about monsters who are having big feelings. And, you know, the best monsters on camera are Muppets. I mean, they're made to be on camera puppets. Their faces are so expressive. They're really good at talking in a way that paper isn't always, because of the amount of joints and movement you need to have like faces that can talk along with the puppeteer. So Leonardo, for the very first time, we started doing fuzzy hand and rod puppets. One of our designers made them, and we put them into the show. And because the style of the show is that it begins in paper, layered paper that kind of looks like Mo's illustrations come to life. And then we go inside the story, and the kids are played by actors with amazing like fabric, like wigs that make them look kind of like puppets. And then the monsters are Muppet style puppets, and they're all manipulated on camera in front of the audience.
Yes, so I was wondering, how do you create a show out of two short children's books? How long is this show, and in what ways were you able to expand the story?
Yeah, that's such a great question. So the show is 45 minutes long, and based on the two books, which are quite short. And we work on a lot of narrative work. We work with story, but that work involves a lot of trial and error. And there's definitely trial and error in adapting these. At first we had thought, okay, let's try to intersect the two books. Let's try to create like a deep backstory. Let's put things in very kind of a deep sense of place. One thing that Manual Cinema does is that our shows often do have this cinematic sense of place. Our show Ada Ava is set in a New England lighthouse. Lula Del Rey is set in a satellite field in a desert. Frankenstein, it has like multiple settings across it. And one thing that most books do so beautifully is that they actually don't have a sense of place. Like on the page, what needs to appear is only enough for the actions of the characters around them. So there's this kind of like lightness and movement and character drivenness to the books. And so when we tried to like push it into like more backstory, more place, it really wasn't working. So we kind of went back to the drawing board and said, okay, like what is here in the books that we can unpack and how can we make it the books coming to life instead of trying to twist them into something else? So one of the things that was really important to me about it was this kind of like story about empathy, about what it means to not just think about your own grand plans, but think about other people around you and what they might need. And out of that came the one of the songs, True Horror Visionary, which is Leonardo like imagining the cool, awesome person he would be if he like scared this kid and became a scary monster that then gets turned around when he actually like meets Sam and realizes he needs a friend.
For the scaredy cat kid in any town, scared of their own shadows, scared of laundry.
Another theme of the book that we really like expanded and exploded is something that Mo said, is that to him, one of the really important ideas in this book is that to not do the expected thing. So Leonardo is expected, because he's a monster, to be terrible. Terrible isn't scary. But actually, he takes the unexpected route of being terrible at being a monster and embracing that. So we said, okay, how can we get into this idea, like on stage, about not doing the expected thing? And so that meant, oh, actually, we need to stage it as a scene, so we need more characters. So we invented these characters of the bullies that are very much based on the bullies from The Karate Kid. If anyone like me is a child of the 90s, they'll probably remember this. They were the scariest bullies of my childhood. And so we made these monster bullies that kind of say these expectations at Leonardo. Oh, you can't even scare a mouse. You can't scare a scaredy cat. You're terrible. And kind of like puts that into the world. And we see Leonardo being confronted with it.
You couldn't even scare the audience. Leonardo.
Wow, yeah, Leonardo.
So those moments kind of take ideas in the book that when you're reading it are kind of contained just inside the characters and make them into stageable action.
Tell me about the music for the show.
Yeah, so the music in the show is my favorite part. Manual Cinema is a collaboration between visual artists and musicians, and all of our shows have original music. And this one, I think Ben and Kyle really outdid themselves. I know as a parent, I'm listening to a lot of kind of terrible music, especially in children's television. And we really wanted it to be like a jam for everyone. So the Why I'm Crying songs are inspired by Radiohead's Creep. There's a lot of inspiration from the soundtrack I Heart Huckabees. So Ben and Kyle were like pulling from all over the place in terms of clever wordplay and like earworms that you don't mind being in your head. I've heard these songs hundreds of times and I'm always happy to sing them. I think my favorite is that there's a whole like disco song in the library, and that's the one that I find myself humming all the time.
Have been in things that never were. The library has what you're looking for. Library, find it in the library.
Is there anything else you want to say about the show that I haven't asked you?
We're so excited to be in Minneapolis. It's such a great puppet town. This will be the longest sit-down run of the show we've ever done. It's been all over the world. It's been to Singapore and Edinburgh and all over the United States and Canada. But this is the first time we'll get to sit down and do 90 shows in one place, and the cast is just thrilled. And actually, one cast member is Minneapolis-based, Carly Bergman, and she is a child, went to see shows at CTC, and it was one of the things that inspired her to become an artist, so she's thrilled to be back there on their stages.
Sarah Fornes is the director of Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster. It will be at Cargill Stage January 8th through March 9th. Find more information at childrenstheater.org. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.